I'm going to return today to a portion of scripture that I often find great comfort in.
今天呢, 他要给带领大家学一段圣经,
I don't know how long Brother Harold is going to be away from us, so I didn't want to start a series yet.
因为他不知道Harold什么时候能够回来,
So I'm going to give a portion, going to talk about a portion of scripture today that, as I mentioned, it has been very much a part of my life.
因为他也要，今天他刚才提到的那一部分经文，他今天要读到的是在成为他的人生中的一部分了。Now
I'm going to be so bold as to make a statement here, an all-encompassing statement.
所以呢，他要非常大胆的在这里，做一个说明。
That this song, it's a song that I want to talk about, or as we find it in our Bibles, a song.
所以呢，这里呢，他找到的是要提到的是一个诗篇，是我们圣经里能够找到的一篇。
And I'm going to be very bold as to say that this is the most popular song in all of human history.
所以呢，他要非常大胆地说，这个在人类的历史上是一个非常伟大的一篇诗篇。
Now, do we have any guesses as to which psalm this might be?
所以你们大家猜测一下哪一个诗篇他要讲。
Nicole always, she already said Psalm 2, 3.
所以呢，Nicole总是说是诗篇二三篇。Yes,
indeed, Nicole, it is Psalm 23.
所以呢，他说你是对的，真的是就是诗篇二三篇。Just
about in the middle of your Bible,
在你圣经的中间,
you'll find this little gem.
你会找到这样这么一个小小的一篇。We
won't have time to talk about the whole Psalm today. We might only get the first line. Let's read it. I'll read it from the New King James. You can follow it in whatever translation you have.
所以呢，他会用那个新国王钦定版来读，你可以读任何你有的那个版本。
It has a simple title.
这里有一个非常简单的那个头条。
A Psalm of David.
大卫的诗。
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。 领我在可安息的水边。
He leads me beside the still waters.
刚才读了。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的鞭都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
你在我的敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
You anoint my head with oil.
牛油膏了我的头。
My cup runs over.
使我的福杯满溢。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。 而且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
This beautiful little psalm has been sung for over 3,000 years.
这个美丽的诗篇已经被 传唱过, 超过了3000年。
We don't know exactly what the music that accompanied it was.
我们不确定到底这个音乐是, 这个曲子是什么样的。
We don't know the melody that it was set to.
我们也不知道那个旋律是什么样的。
But down through the ages, in every language on earth, practically, it has been translated and it has been sung by people all around the world for 3,000 years.
所以三千多年来，这篇诗篇被翻译成了很多的不同的文字，然后谱了不同的曲，一直被人传唱的。
In the English language, there are about three or four songs that are based upon the Lord, this 23rd Psalm.
所以在英语的, 那个歌曲里有2到3个是, 基于这个诗篇而谱成的曲和歌词。
And many others that pick up the themes of some of these verses.
所以呢,有些人呢, 其他的就把这个诗篇的这个场景给带出来了。So
I'm bold enough to say that this is the number one song on the hit parade of all time.
所以呢，他就是非常大胆的说，就在所有的时间里，这就是第一位的最伟大的诗篇。
And why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
This little psalm is packed with a description of God's care for his people.
所以这一个小小的诗篇呢, 就像神来, 宠爱我们用神的爱心来做出来的。
Now let's just turn our thoughts for a little bit to the writer of this song.
因为我们把我们的思路转到一下这篇诗篇的作者身上。That
is David.
他就是大卫王。
And you recall, back in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
我们可以回顾到 撒母耳上的第16章。
And verse 1.
第一节,大家可以翻到撒母耳记上第16章第一节。
The Lord said to Samuel, verse 1, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?
所以耶和华对撒母耳说,我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王,你为他悲伤要到几时呢?
Now you recall, Saul was the first king of Israel.
大家都记得扫罗是以色列的第一个国王。
He was the people's choice.
他是人民的选择。
Before that, God was the king of Israel.
在扫罗之前,神是以色列的王。
It was he who had taken them out of slavery from Egypt. Brought them into the promised land through the wilderness for 40 years and then brought them safely into the land. He was the one who led them to victory over all their enemies.
所以呢，神是那一位把他们从埃及的奴役下救出来，然后带他们到应许之地，在通过旷野的时候。 是神一直带领他们在40年来不断地战胜他们的所有的敌人的那一位。
The people, though, because of the fact that they could not see God, they could see his works, definitely, but they couldn't see him, in unbelief, they said, we want a king that we can see.
所以呢,实际上因为呢,那些以色列人他们看不见神, 看不见他们的王，所以呢，他们虽然能看见神做的工，但是他们看不见王，所以在他们信心不足的情况下，他们说要一个他们能够看见的王。
Now Samuel, who was the prophet of God, he was quite angry about this.
所以呢，那个撒母耳呢，他是神的先知，所以撒母耳非常感到这个非常气愤。
When the people came to him and said, make us a king like all the other countries around have kings.
所以当那个以色列人来到撒母耳说呢，给我们找一位王，就像我们周围其他的国家都有王那样的一位王。
In other words, what they wanted was not to live by faith. They wanted a visible king.
所以呢，他们用另一句话说，他们不想凭着信心而活，他们想要一位看得见的王。
Like all the other king, all the other countries.
就像其他的国家一样。
Now the Lord said to Samuel, don't be angry, Samuel. It isn't you they have rejected, it's me.
所以呢那个主就跟撒母耳说，你不要生气，因为他们拒绝的不是你，而是我。
So take the advice of the people and we'll give them a king.
所以呢，你接受他们的提议，我们会给他们一位王。
We'll give them a king after their own desires.
我们要让他们自己的愿望给他们一位王。
And so, a king was produced. His name was Saul.
所以呢，就产生了一位王，他的名字就叫扫罗。
Of an important family in the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他是本杰明部落的一个非常重要的一个家庭里出来的。
He was very tall.
他是非常高大。
He was head and shoulders above everybody else in the kingdom.
所以在他的当时的那个王国里，他是最高的人。
Oh, he stood out in a crowd, that's for sure.
然后他在人群中，当然他就一眼就能看到他。
And he was very good looking.
他长得非常的俊美。
And so the people said, yes, we accept this king.
所以呢，那当时的人就说，是，我们接受他作为我们的国王。
But he didn't turn out to be a very good king.
但是他并没有成为一个很好的国王。
To be born into an important family, and to be very handsome,To have all the advantages in life did not necessarily make a good king.
所以在一个非常有重要的家庭的出身，长得非常俊美，有所有的优势的这样一个人，并不一定就能成为一个好的国王。
And he failed. He disobeyed the command of the Lord to absolutely destroy the Ishmaelites, the Amalekites.
所以他其实完全的失败了，去执行神的命令，因为神要他把所有的那个 Amalekite 的人都杀掉。
And he wouldn't wait for Samuel. He sacrificed. He took the matters into his own hand and did not wait for the prophet of God to speak.
所以呢，他实际上他也没有等待神的先知来去做一个献祭，而是用自己的手去做献祭。
So he was disobedient, independent.And therefore, he would not be the king of Israel any longer.
所以呢，因为扫罗他的悖逆，他的自己的非常的独立，所以他可能作为一个国王来说，不会做得很长久。
Now Saul was very, very unhappy.
所以呢，那个扫罗他是非常不高兴的。
The Lord said to him there, what we read earlier in verse 1 of chapter 16,How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel?
所以呢，在那个撒母耳记十六章第一节，你说呢？那我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他要悲伤到几时呢
？He says, "Fill your horn with oil and go. I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons."
所以主说，你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人那耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定了一个做王的。
Saul was the people's choice. David would be the Lord's choice.
所以呢，扫罗是人民的选择，大卫呢将是主的选择。
And so Samuel filled his horn with oil and took the journey up to Bethlehem.
所以呢，撒母耳将那个膏油盛满的脚，然后和他一起去了伯利恒。
Now Jesse the Bethlehemite had 8 sons.
所以那个伯利恒人那个耶西呢，他有八个儿子。
And so Samuel said to Jesse, I want to have a feast. Let's gather your sons together and we're going to have a feast.
所以呢，那个撒母耳跟耶西说，耶西，我们要来吃一场宴会，然后你把你的儿子都来赴宴。
And then in verse 5, we read in the last part of that verse, then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice.
所以呢，我们在那个第五节里后半部分读到，撒母耳就是耶西和他众子自己请他们来吃祭肉。
And verse 6, so it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
第六节说，他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。
Eliab was the oldest of Jesse's sons, and he was a captain in Saul's army.
所以呢，以利亚是那个耶西的一个最大的儿子，他也是扫罗的军队里的一个队长。
And his grand appearance certainly fooled the prophet of God, Samuel.
所以呢，他的那个出现呢，也就是说，也就把那个神的先知撒母耳给他糊弄了。
But God has a different way, a different criteria for finding His man.
所以神用不同的方式和不同的品格来找到他需要的那样的一个人。
Verse 7, he says, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look at his appearance.Or at his physical stature, because I've refused him. And here's why. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
所以在第七节也是这样说的，耶和华的撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大，我不拣选他。这是为什么呢？是因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So now Samuel is given the criteria that God has.
所以呢，现在呢，撒母耳呢，就得到了神给他的那个特征。
God's man can be used by God only if he has his heart or her heart.
所以呢，如果神的人只能被神来用，是因为在他或者他的内心里有神。
There's another line in one of the Psalms that said, My son, give me your heart.
所以呢，在另外的一个诗篇里有说呢，有一节经文是这样说，我的儿子，给我你的心。
See, if the Lord has our hearts, He's able to do anything.
所以如果主有我们的心，他就可以做任何的事情。
He created the heavens and the earth out of nothing.
所以神呢，把创造天地从无到有。
If he has our hearts, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
所以如果主有我们的心呢，他会做所有的超过一切的大丰富的我们所想要的东西，他都能做的。
That way, he gets the glory.
以那种方式，神得到了荣耀。
That way, man is put in his rightful place as the created being that he is. He is not anything. We are not anything in ourselves.
所以就在以这种方式来说呢，人就把自己当成了一个被造物，我们什么都不是，我们不能靠自己去做。
The problem with Saul was that he got big in his own eyes.
所以呢，问题呢，就是呢，那个扫罗他在自己眼里，他自觉高大。
The sin of Satan, the first sin in the universe was one of pride. I'm going to be like God. I'm going to be independent.
所以在整个宇宙里，第一件罪呢，就是撒旦。撒旦呢，他的罪就是骄傲，他就说我会像神那样。
And you know, God's man was not even invited to the feast.
所以呢，你知道吗？这个神，挑选的人都没有被邀请来到宴会。
He was overlooked.
根本被忽略了。
He wasn't considered by his own father.
甚至他自己的亲生父亲都没有考虑到他。
His brothers didn't say, why didn't you invite David to the feast?
所以他的弟兄们甚至都没有跟他父亲说，你为什么不把大卫也请来赴宴？
And Samuel continues his search among Jesse's sons for God's man.
所以呢，撒母耳实际上是在耶西的儿子里寻找大，寻找神要的人。
Now verse 8. So Jesse called Abinadab.That's the second oldest. And he was also in Saul's army and made him pass before Saul, Samuel.
所以呢，第八节说耶西呢叫亚比拉达从撒母耳面前经过，他也是扫罗军的人。撒母耳说耶和华也不拣选他。
And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one.
所以呢，他实际上说呢，耶和华也不拣选他。
Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one.
然后耶西又叫撒玛从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说耶和华也不拣选他。
He'd also been chosen by Saul in his army.
他也是被扫罗选择在他的军队里面。
Then verse 10. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse,The Lord has chosen none of these.
第十节说，耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说，这都不是耶和华所拣选的。
And Samuel said to Jesse, are these all the young men here?
所以第十一节，撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？
Oh, Jesse replies, there's still the youngest, there he is, he's keeping the sheep.
耶西他回答说还有一个小的现在放羊。
Now keeping the sheep you might think is not a very important job, but actually the wealth of those people was all wrapped up in their livestock. That was their source of their wealth. That was like their bank account, you might say.
放羊呢，你也许你认为不是一个很好的工作，不是一个很重要的工作，但是当时呢，那些人呢，他们所有的财富都是来自羊，甚至说那些羊呢，都是那些当时人的银行账户。
So Jesse wanted to leave David in charge of his flock.
所以呢，当时呢，耶西呢是想让大卫在照顾他的羊群。
He was a faithful son, but he was not considered to be a leader among men.
他是呢一个非常忠实的儿子，但是他并不被考虑到作为人民的领导。
Now.What does God require of us?
现在呢，神呢，要求我们什么呢？
Faith. And coming from that is faithfulness.
所以信心，从信心出来的呢，应该是信实的。
What God has given to each one of us, we are to be faithful in that trust that he has given us.
所以呢，实际上神给我们的是要我们在他给我们的信心里面信实。
You know, sometimes we envy others perhaps a gift or something that they have, but that We're not responsible for that.
所以呢，有时候我们会嫉妒别人有的恩赐，但是实际上别人的恩赐并不是我们要去负责任的。
How do you think David felt that day when he learned that all his family was going to be at a feast with the famous prophet of Israel, and he was going to be excluded?
你认为大卫当时他会怎么想？他整个家庭的成员都会和那个当时以色列最有名的一个先知一起铺一个宴会，但是他自己却没被邀请在内。
You know what David thought?
你问大卫想什么呢？
He said, that's my father's choice. I think my father knows best. He wants me to keep the sheep.
所以大卫说呢，我认为这是我父亲的选择，因为我父亲的选择呢会更好，他知道他的羊需要我来照顾。
Now there may have passed before his mind, he's only a man or a boy, a young man then,there may have been some thoughts passed before him, resenting and saying, oh, I'd really like to see that. Why didn't somebody else be chosen?
所以呢，其实上大卫当时是个年轻的孩子，是个小男孩。他，你认为在他里面大脑里有没有想过这个说啊，为什么我不被选择去参加那个宴会呢？
No, he wouldn't be human if he didn't have perhaps some of those thoughts.
他如果不去那么去想的话，他可能就不是一个人了。
But he also had faith, which overcame those human fallibilities, human weaknesses.
所以呢，实际上他是有信心的，有信心呢，其实尽管他的作为人类的有那样的弱点。
And he could rest and say, my father knows best.
他可以有安息，他说我的父亲比我知道的更好更多。
Now, isn't that a lesson that we can learn?
这是不是一个我们可以学到的一课呢？
In all our circumstances of life, we may think that we're being bypassed, thatIn some way.
在我们人生里所有的情况下，我们肯定有时候是被忽略的，我们是不是有这样的？
That others are being rewarded with things and we are not?
因为其他的有些人呢，因为他们得到了一些奖励，我们却没有。
Have you ever felt passed over and left out of things?
你有没有从来有没有这种感觉？你被遗弃了，你所有事情跟你没有关系了。
Be like David and just say, "My father knows best."
就像大卫一样，你就说我的父亲知道最好的。
And patiently wait on him.
非常耐心的等待神。
But things were going to change very, very quickly.
然后事情就会很快很快就会发生变化。
See, it was that heart.That God saw that made him choose that shepherd, that young shepherd out on the hillside keeping his father's sheep.
所以这就是呢，神看到了这样一个心，所以神就选择了这一个小男孩在山上看顾他父亲的羊群的这么一个小孩。
Now turn to Psalm chapter 78.
我们读的，翻到诗篇的第78篇。
And verse 70.
78篇的第70节。
He also chose David, his servant.
所以第70节是又拣选了他的仆人大卫。
As David served his father, he was actually serving God.
实际上当大卫服侍他的父亲的时候，他实际上在服侍神。
He looked beyond the circumstances that he found himself in and trusted that God's way was perfect.
他看到了他当时状况以外的，认为神的 道是完美的。
Now in the house of Jesse that day, there were some very good men.
在当时那一天呢，在耶西的家里有很多很好的人。
But the only one that God had his eyes on was the man out keeping his father's sheep.
所以呢，神的眼睛唯一看到的是一个在看护他父亲的羊群的那个人。
And it says, he chose David his servant, verse 70, and took him from the sheepfolds.
第七十八篇说他也选择了仆人大卫从羊圈中将他招来。
It says, he took him then, verse 71, from following the ewes that had young, he brought him to shepherd Jacob his people.
所以呢，在第七十一节接着说，叫他不要再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓。
Now, the literal meaning here of that verse 71gives us a little more insight into the care of this young shepherd.
在这第七十一节呢，给我们一点点可以看到这个年轻的牧羊人的泪里面。
Now it says here, from following the ewes that had young.
所以在第七十一节说，不再跟随那些带奶的牧羊。
Actually, they weren't young, they were just newborn. They were about to be born.
所以呢，他不是说是年轻的，就是羊，而且是他是要出生的，或者是刚出生，或者将要出生的。
When the sheep or cattle are about to give birth, they get very restless.
所以呢，他当时那些羊要，他要他要生产的时候，他非常的不安。
And it takes a good shepherd to recognize when a ewe or a female sheep is about to give birth.
对一个牧羊人来说呢，你要非常的关注那只母羊什么时候生产。
Now a good shepherd would not want to force the ewe to stay in one place. She's got to feel comfortable and she may begin to wander.
好的牧人呢，他不会强迫要生产的母羊待在一个地方，他会给他自由，让他自己找到哪里舒服就往哪里去。
That's why when a cattle are about to give birth, we take them out of the stall and put them in a pen.So that they can move about without being restricted in their stalls.
这就是为什么当那个牲口它要生产的时候，母的牲口要生产的时候，我们把它从那个圈里放出来，放到那个外面的平原上去，这让它不至于被受限制，它可以有更多的自由的活动空间。
So the ewe then would begin to wander around and about to give birth, and the shepherd would not want to disturb her or restrict her in any way, but she's at a very vulnerable time in her life.
一到母羊她要生产的时候呢，那个牧羊人把她放出来，她就在外面游荡，到处去找一个他没有受限制，当时的好牧羊人他不会受到限制，也不会去限制他的活动，这样的话呢，他处在一个非常容易受伤害的一个境况下。
There are other observers with sharp eyes watching for the vulnerable moment of birth.
其他的眼睛呢也都会看到这一个到处转悠的一个母羊他要生产的时候。
Eagles, lions, bears, and wolves.
鹰、狮子、豺狼都会眼睛看见这只母羊。
So when the ewe is giving birth, she's at her most vulnerable, and so is the newborn lamb.
当那个母羊它生产的时候呢，它是处在一个最危险、最容易受伤害的一个境况下。
But the good shepherd is there and follows the ewe.
但是呢，好的牧羊人呢，他会跟着那个母羊。
And so David, he was a good shepherd. On two separate occasions, we read that when a lion came and a bear came and snatched the lamb, David rose up with his rod and slew, he killed the lion and the bear.
大卫呢，他是一个好的牧羊人。我们在其他两个不同的场景，你可以读到这里，因为当那个狮子和熊来袭击他的羊群的时候，大卫用他的杖和那个甩石头的那个旋弓杀死了狮子和熊。
Why did he risk his life for a little lamb?
为什么大卫要冒着生命危险去保护那些小的羊羔呢？
Because they were his father's sheep.
因为他们全是他父亲的羊群。
And the Lord Jesus, on that very night in which he was betrayed, he lifted his eyes to heaven and he prayed. And he said, Father, of those you have given me, I have lost none.
当主耶稣被出卖的那一天晚上的时候，主耶稣仰慕望天说，父啊，您给我的羊我一只都没有丢失。
The Lord will never lose one of his little sheep.
主永远没有失去一个他的小羊。
He's the good shepherd.
他是一个好的牧羊人。
He laid down his life for his sheep.
他为他的羊舍命。
David risked his life for the sheep.
大卫王呢，同样为他的羊舍冒生命危险。
But God spared him and delivered, as he says in 1 Samuel 16, the Lord delivered the bear and the lion into my hand.
因为大卫呢，实际上神呢那个保护了他，饶恕了他，把他从那个熊和狮子的口里救下来了。在里面有一篇文章也是这么说的，说神把他从熊和狮子的口里救出来。
But God did not spare his own son.
但是呢，神却没有去饶恕掉他的自己的儿子。
He delivered him up for us all.
他把他送给了我们所有的人。
That the good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep.
好牧人呢，为他的羊舍命。
There's only one way in which they could be saved.
只有一个方式他们可以被救出来。
And that was that the shepherd laid down his life as a sacrifice, as a substitute for his sheep.
也就是好牧人呢，把他的生命舍了，作为我们的祭品和替代品来为我们舍命。
Now let's continue in Psalm chapter 78.
我们继续来读诗篇的78章。
And verse 71, the second part of that verse.
第71节的下半部分。
It says there that he brought him, God brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people.
这里讲的呢，他为了自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。
You know, humanly speaking, we would think, well, what could looking after a few sheep, how could that qualify him to be a king?
你在我们人类的眼中眼里就说去放几只羊这样的人怎么可能是去合格做一个王呢？
The qualification was in an attitude of heart.
因为这个合格性呢是在这个人的心里。
Because we read there in verse 72 that David applies the attitude of his heart to guiding God's people.
第七十二节我们读到的是大卫的心里的那个态度来引导神的人民。
And verse 72 there says, So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
第七十二节说于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们用手中的巧妙引导他们。
First of all, according to the integrity of his heart, he was a man after God's own heart.
因为这个呢按照他心中的纯正呢他是在他的自己的心里有神的心的那样一个人。
We find there that the integrity of his heart meant that he was upright. He did that which was honest. He was motivated from a love for God's people.
在这里我们看到心中的诚正呢实际上他心中的正直和心中的诚实他是啊有神的爱在他的心里的。
So that's his inner motives were right before God.
这就是他内心的动机在神面前的。
But also there is his actions. Notice this. He guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
同样的我们也可以看到他的行动你们读到用手中的巧妙引导他们。
Now, David was a student of shepherding.
所以呢大卫呢就是一个去怎样牧羊的一个学生。
He learned to use the rod.
他学会了怎样用那个杖。
He must have practiced with that.
他可能练了很久用那个杖。
And learned how to use it skillfully. He killed a bear and a lion. No, that's no small thing.
因为他学会训练怎样熟练的用那个杖。他用那个杖打死了狮子和熊。这熊和狮子并不是一个小东西。
And how would he keep the jackals and the wolves from circling around the flock?
因为怎么就说当他在他手里有那个玄机他可以甩了个石头让那个豺狼不要接近他的羊群。
A sling can throw a rock more than 200 meters.
就是有一个那个甩的那个玄机他可以把那个石头扔到超过200米范围之外的地方去。
Not only weapons, what about the care of the sheep themselves?
这个呢就是不是说通常有那些牧羊人能够带这样一个武器的。
What kind of pasturage would they need?
所以呢他需要什么样的牧师呢
?Where would be the good water that they could drink?
所以呢哪里的有好水他们可以喝呢
?How to identify diseases and any threats that might be to the health of the flock?
怎样去发现在羊群中出现的疾病能够伤害羊群的呢
?You could apply that same skillfulness to looking after people.
你可以把这样同样这样的一些技能去来分辨人。
And God gave him that wisdom to do so.
所以神给他那样的智慧那么去做。
Did David trust in his own abilities?
大卫相信他自己的能力吗
?He did not.
他并没有。
In every case, David trusted the Lord. When he did, he triumphed over all his enemies.
因为每一次那个大卫都是把他的信心放在神那里。只要他这么做他每一次都战胜了他的敌人。
He brought the nation from civil war to unity, to a nation that all the other nations around about were subject to him.
他把那一个在内战的国家带到联合起来，然后成立了一个整体，然后当时成立了一个王国，所有周围的那些国家都臣服在他的王国之下。
And when he died, he put on the throne a man named Peace, Solomon.
当他死的时候，他把那个一个人放在了宝座上，他的名字就是平安，就是所罗门。
So David is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was in a warfare, and he overcame.
因为大卫王呢，他是主耶稣的一个模型，是在那种战斗中能够克服一切的战场上克服一切的那一个模型。
The Lord Jesus faced the great enemies of man, Satan, sin, and death, and conquered them all.
主耶稣呢，他面对的那个撒旦和他所有的敌人，面对的死亡，面对的痛苦，所有的这些主耶稣都战胜了。
And when he comes again, he's going to sit on the throne of his glory, and he'll be the true Solomon. He'll bring peace for 1,000 years.
当主耶稣再来回到他的宝座上的呢，他能变成一个真正的所罗门，他会。
And so that's the writer of this little song.
这里呢，我们谈到的是这个小小的诗篇的作者。
And so on that day of the feast day, Samuel saw this young shepherd boy, or young shepherd man, actually, he was a young man, probably in his late teens, a fully equipped young man ready for war.
当那一天，撒母耳看见这个年轻的小男孩的时候，他当时大概18岁，看他呢，他所有的都符合这个战斗的那种条件。And
so Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring this young man down.
撒母耳跟那个 耶西说呢，去找派人把这个年轻人找来。We're
not going to eat. We're not going to sit down and eat until he comes.
我们不会坐下来吃东西，直到他来。So
he sent in verse 12 of chapter 16. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is the one.
撒母耳上的第16章的第12节是这样说：撒母耳对耶西说：“你的儿子都在这里吗？”他回答：“有两个小子放羊。”撒母耳就说：“你打发人来。”12节对，耶西就打发人叫他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说：“这就是他，你起来膏他。”
Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
第13节说，撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他的诸兄内膏了他，从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。So,
we come back to our Psalm 23.
我们回到我们的诗篇的23篇。
Psalm, not only was David a great warrior and a wonderful shepherd, but he was also a poet and a musician.
因为那个大卫他不光是一个斗士，也不光是一个好的牧羊人，他同样是一个音乐的作者。
And he could express what was taking place inside his heart.
他可以把他在他内心里发生的变化来表达出来。Now
someone, you know, one of the big questions about this psalm is when was it written?
有一个出来的很大的一个问的最多的一个问题就是这个诗篇什么时候写的？
Was it written when David was a young man, perhaps before the call of Samuel the prophet?
这个是不是他在被撒母耳召之前，当他是个年轻人的时候写的吗？
When he realized that he was like a little sheep that needed a good shepherd.
但是他意识到他自己是一个小羊，他需要一个好的牧羊人。
That there were many unseen enemies in the world.
这世界上有很多看不见的敌人。
That he needed the care of someone. That he was not sufficient in his own abilities.
他需要有人来看顾他，他自己本身的能力是不足够的。
That the world was a much too big a place and there are many hostile enemies trying to bring us down.
在这个世界上呢，有很多这个世界很大，有很多强大敌人，他想打败我们。
He could see that he's limited. He couldn't see into the future.
所以你看呢，他是有限的，他根本看不到将来。
And he needed a shepherd to look after himself.
他需要一个牧羊人来照顾他自己。
As he cared for his father's sheep, that realization came to him.
当他呢照顾他父亲的羊群的时候，他这种意识来到他身上。
So it could have been written when he was a very young man.
这个呢可能不可能在他是个年轻的时候，小男孩时候写。
But others believe that it's too rich and too deep, that perhaps it had to be written when David was an old man.
因为有些人觉得这个呢太丰富了，太深刻了，可能是当大卫是一个老年人的时候写的。
When he could look back on all the experiences of his life,
当他可以把他人生中所有的经历回顾的时候。
However that might be, this little psalm, they express the guiding principles of David's very successful life.
这是有可能的，因为这么一个小小的诗篇呢，是大卫的非常成功的人生中的一个引导。
He prevailed.Over all his the difficulties of all his enemies, he prevailed.
他战胜了所有的他的困难和所有的他的敌人。
And that opening line gives us the clue to the whole song.
所以这里刚开始的这个给我们一个线索，这让整个诗篇来给我们。
The Lord is my shepherd.
所以主是我的牧羊人。
I shall not want.
我不至于缺乏。
Paul could say, it could death or life, principalities and powers, things present or future, nor things to come. Nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord.
所以呢，这个呢，所有的世界上这些的所有的那些困难都不可能把我跟我的主耶稣基督的爱隔开。
Now just, we have a little time together. If we might take a close look at who this shepherd is.
因为我们如果有时间，我们可以更近一点去看看这个牧羊人是谁。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Who is this Lord?
谁是这个耶和华呢？
Well, he's God, naturally, you might say.
你可以可能是说这是神，你可能这么说。
God is my shepherd.
神是我的牧者。
Now, but he uses a specific name, the Lord.
这里用了一个特定的名字，就是耶和华。
There are many names for God in Scripture.
在圣经里有很多 神有很多名字。
The very first one we encounter is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
因为我们第一个看到的就是在创世纪的第一篇第一章的第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
原始神创造天地。
That word God there in the Hebrew, we won't talk a lot, I don't know much about much Hebrew, a little bit, but we will only just give a brief introduction to the names of God.
这里呢就是那个希伯来语的，他虽然不是很懂希伯来语，但希伯来语呢就是说希伯来文给我们的最开始的一个给神的一个名字。
The word Elohim is the word God. It's translated God in our Bibles.
在希伯来语里有一个 Elohim, 这个 Elohim 在我们的圣经里就翻译成神。
Now, it is a compound it's related to a number of other words that are used to describe God. Eloah, mainly those two, and Elohim. They are a group of names.
在这里呢是有很多的名字啊，联合起来在新希伯来语的这一个 Elohim， 这些都是给神的一个名字。
Now Eloah is the singular of Elohim, which is plural.
Eloah 呢是那个 Elohim 的单数 ，Elohim 是复数。
See im when you the Hebrew I am after a word.That makes it plural.
在希伯来语里呢，那个 im 结束的就把这个词变成了复数。
A cherub or one of the angels, well, a classification of angel is called a cherub, that's singular. But when there's more than one indicated, it's cherubim.
基路伯呢，它就是。单数基路是单数，基路伯就变成了复数，这是天使，大天使。
Now stay with me, don't get too bored here, but because I'm coming to a very special point.
因为大家保持注意，跟着我，因为不要感到厌烦。我现在呢要给你们一个很重要的一个点。
Now L means the powerful one.
L 呢意思呢就是呢所有的大能在一个身上。
And Elohim carries that same meaning because it's God, it's Elohim that created the heavens and the earth.
这里呢那个 Elohim 联系起来了就是那个大能的他的大能什么他创造了天地。
That he brought everything into being from nothing.
把所有的事情都创造出来，从无到有。
We created it by the word of His power. His energy went into this, into the creation, and it produced the matter that we see.
所以他那个是从神的话里带出来的能量，他的大能呢，从他的神。讲一句话，这样的大能能够创造出一切，就是我们看到所有的物质。
Now, where did everything come from? We might ask. Where did matter and energy come from?
那这所有的东西，包括物质和能量，是从哪里来的呢？
God created that by the word of His power.
神创造了这些呢，只是拜使用他讲的话的那个大能。
That's Elohim.
这就是 Elohim.
When he created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image." There is a plurality in the Godhead.
当他神创造人的时候，他说让我们。 其实这个我们呢里面就又成了复数。
God is one, but he's not a solitary being.
神是一个，但他不是一个单一的东西。
He is a, you might call a family.
他你可以说成是一个家庭。
God is a series of relationships.
神是一个非常严肃的一个关系。
So when he wanted to create man, he wanted to create him after his image.
当他创造人的时候，他要按照自己的形象来造人。
And so he created him in his image to have relationship with him.
所以他按照他的形象呢，创造的人，这样的人呢，可以和神自己有关系。
There's the Father, and there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit.
这里面呢有圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Three persons in one.
三位一体。
So, that is Elohim. But it really doesn't tell us much about God, does it?
这个呢三位一体就是 Elohim, 但是我们并没有从中看到更多的关于神的是不是
he remains, an object of worship.In the heavens, unapproachable.
它实际上它仍然在一个天堂，我们到达不了的地方，我们来敬拜它。
How is he to reveal himself?
那他怎么样来把自己显现给我们呢
？Well, he revealed himself to Abraham and again to Isaac and also to Jacob as the Almighty One.
因为他把自己显现给了。亚伯拉罕甚至是以撒甚至是雅各所有的他这个大能的神他显给他们看。
That word in the Hebrew is El Shaddai.
这个词呢在希伯来里呢叫 El Shaddai.
In other words, God who provides.
这个意思呢就是神提供。
The powerful one who will bring to pass what he promises.
因为那个非常大能的这个神他应许他要供应给我们的。
And that's how he revealed himself to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and to Israel.
这就是他为什么把自己怎样把自己显现给亚伯拉罕以撒雅各和以色列子民。
Now turn back with me to Exodus chapter 6.
所以呢我们翻到出埃及记的第六章。
And verse
2. 第二节。
And God spoke to Moses. Have you found it there in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2?
Yeah. 你们大家都找到了出埃及记第六章第二节吗？神晓谕摩西说。
And here God reveals himself as the Lord.
这里呢神把他自己显现作为耶和华来显现的。
And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. That's El Shaddai.
这里讲的呢神对摩西说我是耶和华。我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，这里就是写的 El Shaddai。
So here we have the three names all in this one or in these two verses, or yes, these two verses, verses two and three. It was God who spoke. That's Elohim.
这里呢，我们在第二节和第三节里看到的呢。是神自己在讲话，他实际上的这个时候是 Elohim。
So when you see that word God, that is you could that's Elohim in our Bibles.
当你在我们的圣经里看到那个 God 的时候呢，它就是 Elohim。
When you see the word Lord in capital letters, that's Jehovah.
当你看到那个大写的那个 Lord 的时候呢，它就是耶和华。
And there we read in verse 3, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. That's El Shaddai.
所以你在第三季里读到的我像亚伯拉罕以撒雅各显现为全能的神的时候呢，这里是 El Shaddai。
Those are the three most important names for God in scripture。
这在圣经里呢是三个非常重要的名字对给神的。
So, but he says, by my name Lord I was not known to them。
所以呢他在这里说呢至于我名耶和华他们未曾知道。
And in verse 4, he says, I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan.
第四节说呢我与他们坚定所立的约要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。
And then,Verse 6, therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people. I will be your God.Then you shall know that I am the Lord who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
所以从第六节开始，他刚读的六到八节，你们可以跟着看啊。第六节，所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要由生出来的必把重重的刑罚埃及人，就是你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。第七节，我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是你们的耶和华，耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。第八节，我岂是应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和那地，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
Now is that verse 3, by my name Lord, I was not known to them.
这就是呢在第三节里我
That is,
至于我的名耶和华他们未曾知道。
That is, they didn't understand the full significance of that name.
他们并不完全懂这个名字的意义。
You see, that's the personal name of God.
这是神个人的名字。
God the creator, the all-powerful, yes, but distant and unknowable.
神呢创造天地他是大能的但是呢我们却看不见。
But it's as Jehovah that he comes and makes a personal covenant with the people.
作为那个耶和华呢他来到他自己的子民面前跟他们立约。
Now, that name Jehovah, we're not exactly sure how it's to be pronounced because it was a sacred name to the Jews and we've lost the actual pronunciation of it. But that doesn't matter. We understand who he is.
因为那个耶和华那个名字呢我们不知道他确切的拼法因为对犹太人来说呢它是一个秘密的事情所以我们不知道那个耶和华在希伯来文里到底怎么拼出来的。
Now, just as the word Jehovah has three syllables, so the word is broken into three segments.
因为呢耶和华呢是有三个音节所以这个单词呢实际上被分成了三个组成部分。
There's Jehovah.
这里有呢 Je 和 Ho 还有 Va.
Je is the one who always existed in the past.
所以那个 Je 呢是就是那一位永远存在的就是在过去永远存在的。
The He, the one who exists in the present.
那个 here 呢就是那一位在现在存在的。
And Yah, which is the ever coming one.
那个 Yah 呢就是那个有要来的那一位。
Jehovah. past, present, and future.
那个 J 和 W 是过去、现在和将来。
Look at Revelation chapter 1.
我们来到启示录。
The last book of the Bible.
启示录的第一章，圣经的最后一本书。
And verse 8.
第八节。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是阿拉法，我是俄美伽。
That is the first and last letters of the Hebrew language.
这是第一个单字母和最后一个字母希伯来文的。
The vocabulary of our language he exhausts to tell of his excellence. I am the A to the Z, everything.
因为我们语言的所有的词汇里面呢都包括了我是从 A 到 Z 的所有的存在的。
And secondly, he says, I am the beginning and the end, says the Lord.
接着他说的我是昔在今在。
And here again is his name, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
这里继续说呢我是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
Past, present, and future, the ever-living one.
因为过去、现在、以后，这是永在的，那活着的那一位。
And so, the New Testament, we read that when the angel Gabriel came to Joseph, he came inWhile he was dreaming, because Joseph had found out that his fiance, his soon to be wife, was with a child and was going to be giving birth.
在新约里呢，我们读到了那个加百勒天使，他来到约瑟，就是当时玛利亚的丈夫那。他到他那里，其实到了他的梦里。当时呢，约瑟没有迎娶玛利亚，他知道他的未婚妻怀了孕。
And the angel said to Joseph, Joseph, don't fear, but take Mary to be your wife, because that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit.
因为那个当时的天使跟约瑟说不要害怕把玛利亚娶过来她怀的那个男孩是圣灵。
And she's going to bring forth a son.
她会生一个儿子。
And you are to call his name Jesus.
你要把他名叫耶稣。
That means Jehovah the Savior.
那个意思就是说耶和华救主。
For he shall save his people from their sins.
因为他要把他的子民从他们的罪里救出来。
So the very name of Jesus tells us the personal name of God. God was manifest in the flesh.
因为实际上这个神的名字呢把它变成了一个真正的我们能够看到的名字神。道成了肉身神亲自来到成了肉身
Now this, when David said the Lord is my shepherd, it was Jehovah. He understood who he was.
那大卫说呢耶和华是我的牧者 他就是意识到那个是耶和华。
It was a personal God.
是一个个人的神。
David was a shepherd who personally loved his sheep.
因为大卫呢是那样一个牧羊人他个人爱他的羊群。
It was a personal thing for him.
对他来说是他个人的事。
In the same way, the good shepherd loves his sheep.
所以同样的方式呢好的牧人爱他的羊
and laid his life down for them.
为他的羊舍命。
And so that the picture here of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He could put his trust in the good shepherd to provide everything that he needed in life or in death.
实际上这里第一节经文呢，耶和华是我的牧者，我不至缺乏。 他把他所有的依靠，他人生所有的依靠，他相信这样一个牧者能够提供他人生中所需的任何东西，一切的事情。
Just as Jehovah in the Old Testament revealed himself to Israel by covenant.
就像那个耶和华在旧约里向他的子民显现，跟他们立约是一样的。
So Jesus, Jehovah the Savior, came and by covenant made a new covenant, a covenant that would never pass away. And as the good shepherd, he laid his life down for the sheep.
所以就像这是耶和华救主我们的主耶稣，他来到我们这里，跟我们立了一个新约，这个新约永远不会失效的一个新约。他作为一个好牧人，为我们所有的人舍命。
Now, the question is, as we finish today, is the Lord your shepherd?
因为在我们今天结束之前，我要问大家一个问题：耶和华是你的牧者吗？
Do you know his care?
你知道他对你的关爱吗？
The Lord said, I know my sheep, and my sheep, they know me.
所以主说，我知道我的羊，我的羊也知道我。
And they follow me.
他们跟随我。
And I give unto them eternal life.
我给他们永生。
And they shall never perish.
他永远不会灭亡。
Do you have that life that comes only by trusting the shepherd? And can you say from the depths of your heart, like David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
你有那样一个牧者吗？ 你有那个一个来为你舍命的牧者吗？你把你的信心放在他身上吗？你可以像大卫那样从他的内心深处说出来：“耶和华是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏吗？”
What is the greatest need of a sheep?
那一个羊最大的需求是什么呢？
The greatest need of the sheep is the same as the greatest need for you and I.
所以呢，在一个羊。 那他的最大的需求就跟你我的需求是一模一样的。One
that would care for our souls.
有一个来关爱我们的灵魂的。But
even more, a sheep will never come into judgment.
所以呢，实际上一个羊它永远不会去到一个审判的日子里。A
sheep, a wandering sheep may perish on the mountainside.
一个流浪的羊可能在
And its spirit goes back into the earth.
当那个圣灵来到，他的那个羊的那个灵魂，回到了土里。
But you and I created in the image of God, our spirit's going to go back to God.
所以你我呢，都是按照神的影像创造的，所以我们的灵呢，要回到神那里去。And
those that have trusted in God's provision will never come into judgment, but it will pass from death unto life.
因为那些所有的，把他的信心相信神的那些，他永远不会到那个审判的日子里，他们已经是出死入生了。Our
greatest need is to have a right standing in the presence of God when we meet him, and it's inevitable. We will all stand before God.
因为我们现在要做出选择，当我们再见到神那一面的那面前的时候，我们要站在正确的地方，因为我们所有的人都必须避免不了要站在神的面前。And
if you can say with David today, the Lord is my shepherd, you need never fear coming into the presence of God.
如果你能像大卫那样说呢，耶和华是我的牧者，你就永远不会害怕来到神的面前。
And in life, you will enjoy the shepherd's care.
在你的人生中呢，你会去享受那个牧者对你的关爱。
The good shepherd who came to say, I have come to give them life and life more abundantly.
因为那个伟大的牧者他来说呢，我给你们生命，而且是丰丰富富的生命。
But if you reject the Savior's offer of mercy, then you'll have to face your sins in the presence of a holy God and be condemned forever.
比如说你拒绝那个神的怜悯给你的带来的救主带来的怜悯的话呢，你会站在神的面前接受审判，然后你会被定罪，永久的定罪。
What a comfort to know, like David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
所以呢，这个是对非常安慰的道，大卫去这么说，耶和华是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you again for your provision that you've made for us.
父啊，我们非常感谢您给我们提供的一切。
From eternity to eternity, you are God.
从永恒到永恒，您就是神。
But you've come down and stepped into time and revealed who you are in the face of Jesus Christ.
你当你从那个永恒里下来，来到这个我们现在的这个世界，给我们显现，用主耶稣的面向显现给我们。
And we bless and thank you for your grace again to us this afternoon in Jesus' name.
我们赞美您给我们的赐福和恩典，我们今天下午再次献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.